How many of you were here last week? How many of you were last week? I see a few, So what did you feel like praying for someone in the house? Did y'all, was that a little different? A little different on a Sunday morning? Well, we should be doing this a little bit more. And I really want to encourage people in this house to pray for other people in this house. And don't worry, that's not a one-time shot. I want to make sure we're listening to the Holy Spirit, we're listening to Jesus, we're listening to Father God as we live our Christian lives. And did you know that God wants to talk to you?
Yes.
Amen? He wants to talk to you. But did you know that He wants you also to talk to other people for Him? Did you know that? I mean, we're called to be lights and witnesses and ambassadors. But if we're not talking to anybody, it's kind of not really much of a witness, is it? Or much of an ambassador. So I want to encourage you, as we did last week, when we prayed for people, to continue to do that. Don't just do it as a one-time thing on a Sunday. I want to encourage you to keep doing that. And I know I had my son last week to pray for, because we were all praying for different people in this house. And I was like, all right, well, that was easy. I got to pray for him again during the week. I was able to encourage him during the week. So it was kind of, it was nice to be able to do that. So I want to encourage you to don't just do it on a Sunday as well. Do it through the week. If God puts someone on your heart or highlights someone, you're like, no, I need to pray for that person. Pray for them. And then give them a call or give them a text or leave them a Facebook message. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. You know, God has some great things in store for you. Because that's what's called encouraging the body of believers. And that's what we always want to be, encouraging each other, because we never know what might be going on in someone's life or situations and things like that. But God does, and He wants to move mightily. Amen? All right. So last week we talked about being a mature church, eating solid food like steak and potatoes. And I'm just kidding. Eating solid food and not just milk like Hebrews 5:12 says. And we're talking about also being an active church, not a spectator church. I mean, this is not a house of a spectator church at all. We want to make sure we're very active, very engaging, because that's what who God's called us to be. And we did pray for some people in this house, which was amazing. So I want to talk to you about another part of being a mature Christian that we can continue to do. And if you'd turn with me to Luke 10, we're going to talk about that. Luke 10 in your Bibles. Luke 10, and we're going to learn about another part of being, of maturing in the body of Christ. And that's something for, I believe that's for everyone, and God wants to do some great things. So Luke 10, verse 1, and some of you are like, I know where he's going with this. Some of you might know that, and that's good. That's good. Some of you are like, where's Luke? I'm here to tell you, it's in the New Testament. It's a good place. Good place to start. It's funny, because when we teach Sunday school, when they're learning the books of the Bible, I said, all right, turn to the table of contents, and then you look from there. You know, if you haven't memorized them all, I mean, maybe some of us at one time learned a little song to go along with all the books of the Bible. Now we just have our phones, and we just put in Luke or whatever else. Boom, pops right up. That's really very convenient, I will say that. So Luke 10:1. So after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And that was talking about Jesus. All right. So the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two. He had just done that with the disciples a little while ago. Now he turns to the 72 and does this. And we're going to skip down to verse 17. It has a lot of good stuff in there, so please feel free to read verse 2 through 16. But we're going to skip down to verse 17 and pick it up there. And it says, the 72 returned with joy. How many of you know everyone made it back? No one didn't make it back. Isn't that good? That's very relieving. You're like, oh Lord, you sent out 72. Because it talks about being lambs among wolves. You're like, oh Lord, what's going to happen? But then all 72 returned with joy. They didn't just return. They returned with joy. and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Now, this is a first for them because they had been plagued by demons in that culture, in that community, where no one had any answers for demon-possessed people. No one had answers for it, really, until Jesus came in the scene and showed the demons where their place actually was, which I love that. And then he replied, this is Jesus, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Come on. There's no power struggle between Jesus and Satan. Jesus has all the power. All the power. There's no power struggle at all. He's like, I know where Satan's place is, and that's underneath my feet. He has no authority. I have given you, talking to the disciples, the 72 that were sent out, authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Come on. Come on. I know when I was in India a little while ago, it was like one of my fears. I don't like snakes as it is. And I was thinking, I'm going to go to India, and there's going to be like a snake in my room. There's going to be, you know, I was thinking all these thoughts. Oh, Lord. I was like, Jesus, help me. And I was thinking all these things. And you know what? I didn't even see one snake. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I was very happy that, because, you know, India, there's a lot of snakes in India, because that's where they reside, it seems like. A lot of them do. At least it shows it on the Discovery Channel anyways. But we see a lot of different things happen. And so I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I didn't see like a snake come in from like the ceiling fan or along the walls or coming through. Yeah. Trish is like, stop it. Scare factor 5 on that one. That is the worst. So, I mean, I'm not a big fan, but I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, I'm so happy I didn't have to worry about that. But it says in the word, it's trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. He sent out the 72 to do awesome works, gave them protection. And isn't that what he's doing with this church? Come on. That's what he's doing with this church, with this house. He's calling us. This is before even the Holy Spirit. This is before he was crucified and raised to life again. This is before all of that, he was able to give authority to these 72 to send them out. How much more authority do we have in Christ now, knowing that he has taken the keys of hell and death, and that he now has all authority in everything? And that we, as sons and daughters, co-heirs of Christ, can walk in that authority as well. Amen. So when we do that, when we go, we're going in authority. Just as we prayed here last week, for people, we prayed in authority. Now, when we go outside of these walls, which we all will, none of us can live here at the church. I mean, the food is good right now, but it'll get a little scarce in about a week or two. I can promise you that. But we're called to be outside of these walls. And here's the chapter and verse about that Jesus says about that. What's our purpose here? So, Matthew chapter 28. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28 real quick. I know, I'm using the Bible today. Isn't that amazing? Some preachers say, well, if you didn't use any scripture references, it's not a God sermon. So I'm using two, so it's doubly God. Amen. So Matthew 28. Our purpose here, the Great Commission, in verse 18. Give you a second. Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them, and it was a whole crowd of people that were around him, and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, and this is after the resurrection, therefore go. The Greek word actually doesn't say go, it says going. And make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Come on, somebody. That's good. He's with us to the very end of the age. And it says, therefore, going and make disciples of all nations. Church, we can't be making disciples if we're not disciples ourselves. We just can't. If we're baby Christians, only thing that we can reproduce is baby Christians. If we are mature believers, disciples of Christ, then we can reproduce that. I love it when Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And the Lord really gave me a revelation about that, because I was like, okay, well, why would you imitate Paul, though, if you have Christ? You know, why would you? That didn't ever compute to me. I was like, well, why don't I just go to Christ? You know, that didn't make much sense. But I realized later on through a revelation the Lord gave me was he wasn't talking about people that had been with Christ. See, when he wrote letters, he talked to people that had no grid for Jesus Christ at all. They had never seen him. Not like we, I mean, we are now 2,000 years later. We know it. We hear things. We have computers. We have internet. We have all these different technology, which is great. And we can hear these things and hear all these great things. But back in the day, it was only by word of mouth or paper and pen. That was it. So a lot of the world had never heard of Jesus Christ yet. But they had heard of Paul. And so that's why Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So there are a lot of people out there, and it's hard to believe, but it's very true. There's a lot of people out there that have not heard about Jesus Christ. It's true. It's very true. It's not even on their grid. They might have heard the name, but they have no idea of who he is, really, or what he did. He may be some fictional character that we have no idea who really existed or not. So we have the opportunity to imitate Christ. So follow me. Because we might be the only grid they have for Jesus is by us. Isn't that crazy to think about? Especially if we were born in church or raised during different things, we're like, wow. It's so wild. But how do we imitate him, you might say? Well, how do we? Well, we just live like Christ. That's all it is. It's not, I'm not saying it's easy all the time, but it's not hard. Just do what Jesus does. And when we're out there showing our lifestyle of Christ, then people will be drawn to us. But not just drawn to us because it's us. I mean, I am kind of a wonderful person, just to let you guys know. I really am. Pastor Kurt is a nice guy. I'm just saying, you like him. I mean, you've got Ashton who can catch a football very well. I'm just saying, people are drawn to him because he's tall. And some ladies because he's good looking. But that doesn't make Ashton only what he is. Christ in him can draw people in a better way, an amazing way. Amen. So when we live this lifestyle, we're imitating Christ, and people can see Christ through us. Now, I want to encourage you. There's a guy that does this. I like him. He does it pretty well, I think. And when he's out doing his normal way of living, he imitates Christ. His name is Todd White. And I want to show a video of him and encourage us as we live our lives, just doing mundane things, what we can do with Christ when he is the sole focus of our lives. So I'm going to have you pull that up. All right, go ahead and play that.
It's the lifestyle of every Christian that every believer gets to live. We all get to be filled with the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
Jesus loves you, man.
Hey, man, he loves you.
Bless
too.
You. Thank you.
We all get to surrender our lives to him. We all get to live unto him and not for ourselves. We all get to die to who we were so that we can be alive in Christ, dead to our sin and alive unto Christ Jesus.
Like a mighty rushing river.
How y'all doing? Bless you. Jesus loves you all. Hey, you have a good day, okay? All right. Hey, Jesus loves you guys. Bless you. Jesus loves you guys. Bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Have a good day.
When I heard your testimony on YouTube, it really moved me, where I was like, wow, that is amazing.
Come on. You hope?
So this is a divine appointment, more than you know.
Again, this is such a beautiful place, Tina.
It is, man.
Glad I met you.
What happens is when we give our life to God, God comes in, makes his home inside, and he helps work this thing out. But it's a full surrender. So do you want to surrender?
Thank you.
Amen. Come on, let's do this. So just pray with me right now. Say, Lord God.
Lord God.
I thank you right now.
I thank you right now.
I admit that I've sinned.
I admit that I have sinned.
And I've fallen short.
And I have fallen short.
But I put my faith in Jesus Christ.
But I put my faith in Jesus Christ.
And the blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus.
To take away my sin.
To take away my sin.
How's that feel?
So relaxed.
What's
peaceful? Feel like washed over, like the water.
Like washed over like the water. And all we need to do is walk in the love of God, walk in conviction, and learn what it means to be right with God. And you just become a witness. You're no longer just somebody that goes to church. You are the body of Christ, the fullness of him that fills all in all. We're the hands and feet of the King himself. It's awesome.
Can you do something for me?
Yeah.
Can you take this with you? Here's the last bite.
I can.
I don't drink.
It's awesome.
I don't do drugs. That's my last bite.
What you don't know is the scripture says that the goodness of God leads people to repentance. This is part of his goodness. That you would say, I don't want to vape anymore. I don't want this in my life. There's no way for you to give this up without the grace of God coming in your life. When the goodness of God comes in your life and the grace of God comes, all of a sudden, he starts to show you who you really are and what you're created for. If you let him do that with your life, he'll change the rest of your life, man. I promise you. Do you have anything going on with one of your ankles?
Yeah, this one.
Okay. Did you hurt it in sports, or what did you do?
Car accident.
Okay. How long ago?
A year.
Okay. It's still giving you trouble?
Yeah.
All right. Well, watch. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Ankle, I command you be healed right now. In Jesus' name, every bit of pain, let him go now. In Jesus' name, be brand new. I want you to move it around and try to make it hurt.
Normal.
Jesus just healed it. Did you feel it get warm?
Yeah, it felt warm.
Yeah. Done. He loves you. Yeah. And I feel like he wants to really give you amazing sleep. I really do. I feel like your night times have been kind of taken from you sometimes, where you're up this and up again, up again, up again, up again, up again. But tonight you're going to sleep and it's not going to rob anymore. You're going to get your rest back because you need it.
Oh my gosh, it's going to make me cry.
It's awesome. I hope to see you later, okay? Bless you. Great to meet you. Hell, lost another one. I am free.
If somebody asked you today about street evangelism.
Well, look down right now. Look, that ain't the street. That's dirt. So this is dirt evangelism today. It's a lifestyle. It's not street evangelism. It's the lifestyle of every Christian that every believer gets to live. Do any of you guys need prayer for anything? Can I pray over all of you real quick? Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus to bless all these amazing people. God, that you would shine, let your face shine upon them, that you would make yourself real to them and overwhelm them with how much you love them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. All right. Thanks for letting me pray for you. All right. See you.
Wow. Wow. I mean, there's just so much you could talk about in that one little excerpt that I'm like, whew, goodness. I get a little emotional. It's okay. It's okay. I get a little teary-eyed because I love seeing God changed people's hearts because he did that to mine so many years ago and continues to do great things in me. And I love seeing God just take someone that has no hope, that has pain, that has damage, and just fixing that and doing great things and restoring that. It's awesome. And that's simple. You see how he did things? It's not hard. We make it so complex. We make it so hard. You need 50 steps to get to talk to someone about Jesus. No, it's not. It's not. He was going for a simple walk. And he was just blessing people. That's all he did. Bless me. He didn't have to stop everyone and pray for everyone. He did stop for a few. He just prayed for them and moved on. He didn't give a sermon to every one person about Jesus. The one person that he did was a highlight. is what we call it. It's just a highlight. God highlighted that person. Like, hey, can I really actually go into a little bit deeper with you? And the man handed him his vape. It's not like, hey, you need to get better. You need to get rid of some of that stuff in your life, then come to Christ. No. It's like, come to Christ and Christ will get that stuff out of you. We're not here to judge. We're here to help. We're here to encourage. We're here to bestow the love of Jesus on people. Let the goodness of God change their hearts and be like, I don't need this in my life anymore. I'm done. I'm done with it. Because it doesn't produce life, it produces death. And that's just one of the things that could be. And I like Todd White because he really does a great job just showing what it means just to live that way. Nothing special, just go out through your day, whether you're going to the grocery store, whether you're going to work, whether you're going to the gas station, whether you're just raking leaves in your yard, whatever you're doing. Just live him. That's all it is. Just living him. I know for me, I'm not quite where I would like to be in that, but I want to be there. I want to be there. And I'm kind of a dreamer in a sense, where I like to dream and think of situations and think of things going a certain way and things like that. So I'm kind of a dreamer. I like to think about things and grandeur. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, wow, wouldn't this be amazing? I was thinking that, you know, I'm just living this walk of Christianity. I'm living this walk of what God wants me to do. And I meet this couple at Sheetz. And I'm just passing through. But I know that I met them because I see them out of the corner of my eye. And I'm just like, God just highlights them. And I'm like, I need to go talk to them. And so I go talk to them. And I was like, is there anything I can pray for you for? And they say, yeah. And so I start praying for them and said, bless them. And then that God gives me a word of knowledge. And what that means is God gives you something that you wouldn't know, that only he knows, that they themselves might know. And I, in this situation, this kind of dream, I'm like, I'm saying, hey, do you have a daughter by the name of Julie? And in that, they're like, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do have a daughter by the name of her. And I was like, can you give her a call for me? And they're kind of like, well, that's a little strange, but I really want, the Lord wants to tell her something. And so they call her. And then I said, hey, Julie, and I have it on speakerphone in front of them. I'm like, hey, Julie, I just want to let you know that whatever's going on in your life, God loves you. And that, you know, what you're about to do right now is not what he wants. He wants so much more for you. And he wanted me to tell you he loves you very much. And in that part where I'm saying that, I start hearing crying on the other end of the phone. And then she says, I'm so happy someone called me today. I'm so flabbergasted by it. Because I was thinking of committing suicide. And I was asking God if he's real to show himself to me. And so in this, I started saying, hey, Julie, God loves you. He wants to be with you. You know, he died on the cross for our sins. He wants to make you whole. He wants to have a relationship with you. Would you like to have a relationship with him? And in this kind of dream, I'm just saying these things and leading people to Christ. And I'm like, wow, isn't that amazing? I'm like, Lord, that's amazing. And then I come back out of the dream, and I'm like, that is such an awesome thing to be able to do for someone. And then the Lord convicts me while I'm in this dream. The Lord convicts me. And I'm just like, wow. That would be awesome, dude. But the Lord convicts me saying, can I trust you with that, though? Can I trust you with that? And then this whole, I'm like, wow. This whole other accountability part comes in at that time, and I'm sensing that. I'm like, can he really trust me with going to talk to that person to take that next step in faith to save someone that I can't normally reach, but through him I can reach? How can God trust me to do something amazing like that if I won't even talk to the couple that God highlights the very beginning? If I want to be used in God to do impossible things, I have to at least do the possible thing. And then my prayer, once God convicted me of that, was that, Lord, I want you to be able to trust me. Where there might be someone in Newville, there might be someone in Carla, there might be someone in my area of influence, where he can be like, I know who I'm going to send. I'm going to send Van. Because I know Van listens to me and he'll do what I ask him. I know that if I highlight someone, Van's going to go the extra mile. He's going to go after that person. And my challenge today is, will you do it? My challenge is, are you going to be one of those that God says, I can trust this person. I can trust Jack. I can trust Sharon. I can trust Pam. I can trust Mike. I can trust Frank. Because I know they're going to go out there, and when I send that person along their path, I'm going to highlight them, and they're going to go after it. And maybe it's not as grand as that one scenario I was giving. Maybe he says, hey, just bless you and pray for you, and you're planting seeds along the way. Maybe that's it. I want to encourage you, we can live that lifestyle. We can live that lifestyle. It's not something for Todd White only, or for pastors or deacons or elders or things like that. No. We can all live that lifestyle. And then when we return from that trip, we're filled with joy. Doesn't it say when the 72 were sent out, they were filled with joy? When you do something like that, it changes your life. It's like, wow, this was amazing that God used me to do something like that. Very amazing. Very awesome. I know in my life I want to see God do that more in me, where he can trust me to say, hey, I'm going to send that person near Van because I know that Van is going to share my love with them. And it's simple. I mean, we looked from Todd White from the videos and saw what he was doing, and he's like, hey, bless you guys. God bless you. Jesus loves you. That's it. All for some. For others, he was like, hey, can I pray for you real quick? Pray, bless you, Jesus loves you, that's it. We don't have to make it, it's not complicated, we don't have to make it hard. It's just going up to someone. It's the hardest part is just going up to someone that God highlights. That's the hardest part. And that's part we have to realize, hey, you're a son and daughter of the King. You're an ambassador. God's not going to throw you into the fire and leave you out there to dry. He doesn't do that. He's going to do great things in you. He's going to give you protection. And he wants to do those things. So, how are you feeling? Feeling pretty good? Feeling challenged a little bit? Well, I am so glad you feel challenged. Because, hey, that's an old way of saying it, but doesn't practice make perfect? Oh no! Pastor Van is going to tell us to do this! Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I wasn't ready for this. Hold on, let me go pray. No. This is a safe house and a safe place to do things for Jesus. Amen? And we want to continue to make this place like that. So what I'm going to ask of us today is we're going to practice that. We're going to practice because we're all here. So what I would like for everyone to do, now we prayed for people last week and that was great. I loved it. But we're going to practice again today. So we're going to take the next 5 to 10 minutes And what I want you to do is close your eyes, not just yet, close your eyes and say, Father, who do you want me to go talk to in this house, in this place, in this sanctuary? Who do you want me to talk to? And then God's going to give you either a name, he's going to have someone catch your eye, and then what you're going to do is you're going to go over to that person and say, can I pray for you? Or he might give you something to say. He might say, hey, here's something that about this person, or here's a picture. I know in our prophetic class, God gave us a lot of different ways, and I know some of us in here took that class. So I want to activate these gifts, stir up these gifts of God within us. But so you're going to go over that person, and you're going to have to pray with them. And then whatever God gives you on that, we'll go from there, and that's it. Now, if God gives you a little bit more, go for it. But if he doesn't, that's okay too. And then if two or three of you find the same person, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So God sometimes does groups. Then he just join the other person and then pray for them what God has for you to pray for them. Does everyone kind of understand that? It's easy. It's fun. Because we are now partnering with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Steve said earlier about the exhortation gave about, do we want the Holy Spirit? We want just ask. The Holy Spirit is a great comforter in helping us know who to talk to. So we can go in, we can walk in that. And it's hard. Pastor Steve, it flows off the tongue so quickly when I say that. But I like to make this announcement because I've been making it every four the last few months, and because it's Pastor Appreciation, I appreciate Steve as one of the fathers of this house. And you will always be one of the fathers of this house, and you will always have an honored place here. I want to make sure you know that. And we always create that for you as being one of the fathers of this house. So you are always welcome to come in, interrupt the word, come in ministering. So I want to make sure you know that you have that liberty, and we bless you with that. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray just for a moment. The Lord's going to give you a name or give you a person. It's going to catch your eye like, yep, that's the one. And then when you think, oh, it can't be that person, yes, it's that person. Go. Just go. Just don't think about it. Just do it. Don't let your head try to think of everything. No, just go for it. And then you're going to ask them to pray for them. And then whatever the Lord gives you on top of that. Because I believe Christ in you is greater than the flesh in you. Amen? Christ in you can overcome this flesh. For you are not an old creation. You're a new creation in Christ. Come on. Come on. We can do this. And it's not just for pastors or people with a title or anything else. It's for the whole church. I want to see this whole church grow and become mature Christians. Because we're going to have some babies that are coming through that door soon. And if we're not ready to show them maturity, then they're going to stay there. And how many of you know being a baby when you're 50 years old is no fun? Taking care of babies when they're 50 years old is no fun. We want to make sure we get them to the next point where they can then reproduce what they are. Because you can't reproduce what you're not. Can't do it. So, amen. We're going to do it right now. You ready? All right. So, let's all close our eyes. So, Father, right now, I ask that you show us who we're supposed to go talk to, who we're supposed to pray for. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now look up, or if God gave you someone, to go to them right now.